I have to tell you a funny thing happened this week. Our seniors, free spirits, they went on a trip. And they went to this Hollywood, which is the new casino, Indiana. And I came to know about it. So guess who landed there first? With stacks of blessing of 10 envelopes, I landed there and said, if you win big, so I hope this is full today. But I don't think many people won much anyway. I lost some money. But. My homily this week takes last Sunday's readings and this Sunday's readings and treats them like a seamless story. And so, in many ways, I'm combining my homily from last week and this week, because Mark, I think, is telling stories of faith and faithlessness together to tell us something about faith. The stories from last week and this week, I think, are conveying the same message, although they use opposing stories. So let's think about last week. We had the story of the woman who was cleansed of her illness, and the story of the synagogue official's daughter who was raised to life. I want you to remember what Jesus said at the end of last week's gospel. He said to that woman, "Your faith has saved you. Now go." Now, before the story of the synagogue official and the story of the woman with the hemorrhage, there is another story which we did not read last week, but it's in Mark chapter 5. And it begins with the story of the demoniac. He approached Jesus, and even the demons inside him, there was a legion, multitude of demons, they acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God. What do you have to do with us, they asked. So those are the stories of faith that Mark tells in chapter 5. And then today, in Mark chapter 6, we begin with the story of the rejection of Jesus. It's the opposite. But also, in chapter 5, and we did not read this last week, after the demoniac is healed, an entire town asks Jesus to leave their district. They saw God's work. They saw how he was healed. Even in today's gospel reading, they say mighty works are wrought through him, but that they do not accept him, accept Jesus. I cannot understand why. They just could not accept Jesus. And Mark makes interesting comments. He says, and Jesus could not perform any mighty deed there. And Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith. So look at the contrast between the woman who touched Jesus. Jesus did not even mean to perform an intentional miracle in that case. Jesus did not even know that power had gone from him till it did. And then Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" What a contrast between the woman who somehow taps into God's power and the people who see God's power yet reject. So Mark is using these two opposing stories to tell us about faith and faithlessness. There's only one problem. He does not put a footnote there and says, and this is what I mean by faith. Or he does not put a footnote there and said, this is what I mean by faithlessness. We have to conclude that from these stories. And that's what I'm going to do this morning. Three things that I can look within myself and ask, do I have faith or am I faithless? And what I mean by faith is not in the some general sense of faith. Well, do I believe in Jesus? Yeah. Well, am I Catholic? Yeah. Am I a Christian? Yes, of course. That's not what we mean by faith. Something more defined, something more specific. So what do these stories teach me about faith? The first. Let's get back to the woman with the hemorrhage and the man possessed with the legion and the synagogue official. They did something. They approached Jesus. Right? They went to him. Now, we do not know much about the faith of these people. They did not believe in Jesus the way we believe in Jesus. Their faith is not as defined as ours is. They did not know Jesus was the Son of God. The legions knew. But the way we know of Jesus as the second person of the Trinity, and they did not know all this. All they knew was that this man has something to do with God. And whatever they knew about God, it was personal, it was intimate, it was powerful. So they are able to go to Jesus with all the confidence that they can muster. All the confidence. They are not like the people of today's first reading, hard of face and obstinate of heart. No, they are the opposite. They had tremendous confidence, intimacy, and faith in Jesus. And I'm saying, the first thing about faith is this. Do I have this personal intimacy and confidence in God? No matter what the problem is, possessed by demon, a daughter dying, a woman who has been not been healed for 12 years, doesn't matter. The point is, do I have this personal intimacy and confidence? That is faith, at least one step of it. The opposite of it would be that I reject God, that I don't have confidence in God. I know there's God, but no confidence, no personal intimacy. That's the first thing these Gospels are telling us. The second quality that these people with faith are able to tell us is their ability to somehow allow God to disarm them. They are able to abandon their life into God's hands. So let's think about the synagogue official who came for his daughter to be healed. Now, a synagogue official was a very powerful man. At that point, he comes to an itinerant preacher, and scripture tells us, he pleaded earnestly. He did not give him orders. Come on, heal my daughter. He pleaded, he begged earnestly. He forgot his power. He forgot his position. He abandoned everything that he had. And he came to Jesus and said, listen, please. The woman with hemorrhage, when Jesus came to know that power had gone and he asked the question, who touched me? This woman, there was no pretensions, no self-defense, no excuses, no justifications. She came and she told Jesus the whole truth. That's what scripture tells us. Told him the whole truth. She allowed God, she allowed Jesus to disarm her. She abandons herself. Then I compare the woman and my life. It's not the same. I want God. God knows that I want God, but God should make no demands on me. I want God to forgive me, and yet I don't want to forgive people. I say from my mouth that I trust God, but deep inside here, I know that I trust wealth and power and my own abilities more. And for me, this is a big struggle. I feel I can do everything. But to allow God